Blog Talk Radio.
Know what time it is. Johnny B Radio. If you want the tightest stuff around, please listen. Ain't no faking, now I ain't kidding. Sit back and enjoy this with your people or your missus. Put this in your cigarillo, hit this. We ain't gotta lie, this show is so fly. From the funk to the glow, from the north to the south, and now it's nationwide. Get the number on the screen, gonna call up a rep your team. Represent your city, baby, represent your city, baby.
It's that Johnny B Radio, Johnny B Radio. Hey, it's that Johnny B Radio, Johnny B Radio.
You are now about to witness
your DJ for this evening.
Hello.
Hit me.
This is a test.
It's serious.
It's a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen,
let the rhythm take you.
The music.
Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys.
Here we go.
King of the town.
jam. In the club and on the radio, they playing us loud. Got the buzz off the meter, so it's our turn now. If you don't like it, then she will. You better watch out now.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, child, man. It's going down. It's your boy, world-famous DJ Dunny B, man. It's definitely going down right here on what? Blog Talk Radio / B93, LFMTheKid.com. Definitely got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there, man, that's tuning in to the hottest new late-night show with your boy, Dunny B, hosted by your boy, Dunny B. We definitely doing it real big. Definitely got to say a big shout-out to all the independent artists out there, man, and everybody out there that's doing it real big, man. I'm telling you, man, it's definitely going down. Got to say a big shout-out to all the independent artists out there that's doing it real big. If you're an independent artist, you got it going on, you know you got it going on. You need to holler at us at area code 347-989-1725. Again, that's 347-989-1725, man. It's definitely going down, B93FMTheKid.com, man. We're going to have a lot more coming up. We're going to be here all the way till 2 a.m. in the morning, representing all night. So if you got a shout-out or anything, let us know what's on your mind. It's going down, baby. Late night, boy, Dunny B holding it down, baby. This is how we roll. We'll be right back, y'all. It's going down. Already.
Your monthly 120 minutes of pure trance.
Pure trance. Ears only.
Route 258 Music on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming.
Route 258 Music release.
2 hours of non-stop.
In the mix.
This.
Up in this whole gig with my nigga D Money, you know what I'm talking about?
Up and smoke, hella camo through my throat into my lungs, and then I choke. Slow down, showcase. You're hitting the broccoli too fast. You post it. Slowly enjoy and then carefully pass. Properly pass. This is sound of bombs getting lit. Want me to break down the Vega, then give it a twist. Fill it with this. What you smoking on? This kush. Move the fuck around if you smoking that bush. Big boss, I'ma roll up in the damn car. Catch me blowing on the loud pack with some stars. In the VIP, a girl bouncing on my lap. She wanna hit the shit that I got rolled in my pack. Ha! Mr. Stunner throw back. And when I hit the scene, they take pictures. It's Kodak. Moment. Man, I'm so fly. And my eyes look chink cause I'm so hot.
Purple haze from the home of the Lakers. Got me cashing out, blowing money like I'm in Vegas. Chronic supernova kush, and I wrote that in Vegas. Got that blueberry bud, man, I wrote that in papers. Talent's gonna so loud that it wakes the neighbors. Yo, while we fresh, I smoke the best. Might catch me at the crib rolling up train wreck. With my two checks, wishing a nigga would flex.
Come on,
hit his baby mama up when I want some sex. Bring his on to the neck. Yeah, the next big. Then it was a dip, now a nigga pushing brick. Rolling up sticks, head from yellow bone chick. Blunts after blunt, so you know my eyes low. You can smell the kush on me from head to toe.
Dro,
bitch. You don't smell the smoke, man.
Hey.
I get high.
Oh, yes, I do.
your monthly 120 minutes of pure trance.
Pure trance ears only.
Route 258 Music on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming
Route 258 Music release.
2 hours of non-stop.
In the mix.
This is.
Yeah, that's right, town man. It's definitely going down on the late night. It's official 10-11 Central Standard Time. It's official 11-11 on the East Coast, man. And it's official 8-11 on the West Coast, man. We're definitely doing it big. Got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us, man. We got a lot of listeners calling in, and we got a lot of people listening to us tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio and B93FM. For those who are tuning in to us, if you missed this show, you can see the rebroadcast of this program every day at 5 p.m. right here on B93FM.com, man. That's how we get down right here. And what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to go ahead on and go to the phone call, because we got a lot of people calling in all across the country, man, right here on B93. We're going to go ahead and get with the phone calls. We're going first to my boy at 804, area code 214. You know, you live on Donnie B Radio. Who is this?
Hey, Donnie, this is Head Boss. You know me, buddy. Head Boss,
hey.
New York Global Meeting, John White. Just wanted to call in, give me a shout out.
Okay.
And also want to let everyone know that you're going to be featuring one of my artists this Monday on the 30th. Philly 2000 has a wonderful song out called 1 Minute of Your Time, and I know that your audience is going to fall in love with it. And I know that you got KZ on your friends list. You're talking about a rapper with some good beats. He knows how to bring it to the table.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about, man, supporting the independent artists out there, getting their music out there, and that's what we do right here on B93FM 24/7, man. We're trying to do it big, man. But you got... real quick, man, I kind of want you to tell everybody that's listening, man, because we got a lot of new listeners that are tuning in to us tonight as well. Kind of tell them a little bit about the news, about the company, man.
Sure, be glad to. To everyone who may not know me, most of people in Facebook world and other social networks know me as Head Boss. I'm with two entities. One is New York Global Media with John White. We're artist consultants. We help artists and getting their music heard, and also help them with gigs. I'm also with Wolf Entertainment in Sydney, Australia. Our website is www.wolf.com.au. So if you would, please pay us a visit. Check out our artists. We have videos. We even have a chat line that you can go to. Just go to our About section and start chatting to the artists. Quite a few of them pop in all the time. And look forward to supporting all of our artists. I love the Donnie Show. Tune in quite often. And both Whoop Entertainment and New York Global Media support the Donnie B Show. He's awesome.
Man, thank you so much. You guys, I got a chance to check out the website, man. I love the website. And I got a chance to check out some of the music. I was very impressed with the music, the type of music you got. And that's what we're trying to do on our radio station, man. We're trying to change the format and be a diverse of the program and play all types of music, from hip-hop to R&B to rock to pop, blues, dance. We trying to do it all on B93 up on the hit.com, man. So we definitely want to work with you guys and help promote some of the artists that you guys are working with, as well as some of the comedians that you're working with as well.
That's great. I mean, we deal with all types of entertainers, everything from musicians, songwriters, actors, comedians, you name it. We deal with the entire entertainment network. We have a lot of our artists that get gigs on cruise lines. Some of them get gigs out at Las Vegas, Nevada. Some of them even get sent overseas to, you know, Europe, Japan. I mean, we are global. That's why we say New York Global Media. And if you have a second, Mrs. Boss just wanted to give you a shout out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just want to say hi to you, Donnie.
Okay.
Okay. Just say hi.
Hey, Donnie, what's up?
Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, and I'm really excited about this. This is the first time, to be honest with you, that I've tuned in, and I just think that you have an awesome show.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. We've been getting a lot of emails from all across the country, from overseas in UK, from Spain, from all over the place. People are loving the program.
Oh, yeah, I could believe that. And I'll tell you what, HB absolutely loves it. He's a big supporter, and I'm new, but I think that you got me hook, line, and sinker.
But you know what? I'm very excited about working with you guys, too. I've been bragging on y'all company all day to different people, especially all the people that I work with. I've been bragging about y'all.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. Let me tell you, they're a bunch of great people, you know, good, upstanding, hardworking. You know, it's all about the artists. In the industry,
right.
I think everybody's got it kind of backwards. It's them first and then the artist. Well, these guys think about the artist first, and I'm really proud of my husband. You know, that's the way that it needs to be.
Right, and he's doing a really, really awesome job. I mean, so far from what I can see, he's doing a wonderful job. And whatever we can do here at B93 up in the kid, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that y'all company get out there, get to the next level.
That's awesome, you know, and I'm going to hand you back over to HB, but listen, you have a blessed one, and may your business be blessed, you know, a shout-out to everybody out there, and have a good evening.
Hey, you too.
All
right,
okay, Donnie, I'll be 10-10 hanging in. You're checking it out. We'll talk to you later,
buddy. Hey, all right, then. Appreciate it, man. You guys keep up the good work and keep doing what you're doing. All right, y'all, man. We definitely doing it big on the number one late night show across the country right here, man. That's how we do it big. We're going to be taking more phone calls, 609-503. We're going to take your phone call next, 972. We're coming back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. We're going to be taking your phone calls as well. What we're going to do right now, man, we got more music coming up. We are your number one 24-hour music station on B93FM and Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to have a lot more coming up right here on B93. We're going to go to my boy. It's called Like a Pro by my boy. Heck, this song is so hot that everybody is talking about this song. Y'all check it out. My boy Pep is called Like a Pro on B93FM. Just get that pump. This is how we roll.
Hey, 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 hey. Yep. Hey, it's P-A-C. Hey, hey, what's up with a little woo? Hey, you know what we say in the club the other day? She was
looking like a stallion,
okay,
and dancing like a pro.
Okay.
I heard she playing,
okay,
with my mind,
okay,
the way she getting,
okay,
it on the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I she playing with my mind the way she getting it on the thing around.
Tables activated. Ready. You're about to party. Party. With the baddest motherfucking DJ.
What? Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. It is official 1023 Central Standard Time. It is official 1123 on the East Coast, man, and on the Pacific Coast, man. It is official, man. 823. Everybody out there that's doing their damn thing, man. It is definitely going down. I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here on your number one new station, your 24 hours of station. Doing it real big. What we about to do right now, man, everybody and mama's calling in to the show, man. We're just not getting started, man. We got a hot show, man. We're going to be here all the way to 2 a.m. in the morning. Big shout out to the University of DJ representing that D-Town. Going live to the phone line because the phone line is blowing up. We're going live to area code 609-503. Hey, welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hello. Yo, this your girl Crazy K representing Crazy K Entertainment, Word on the Street magazine from Jersey, chilling out with Donnie B on the late night show.
Already, that's what's up. So real quick, tell everybody, how did you find out about the radio show?
Oh, I found out I'm in partnership with Global Media Inc.
Okay.
And they sent me know what was going on, the hottest late night show on the East Coast.
Already, that's what's up. And you know what, we definitely trying to get it out there. I was just telling the Universal DJ that the show is blowing up so big. Now we got, our fan base is huge overseas. We getting thousands and thousands of fan base all overseas that took me into the program. So if you know anybody overseas you want to say a shout out to, they listening. You want to say a shout out to anybody?
Oh, I just want to shout out everybody who support Crazy K Entertainment, who gets Word on the Street magazine. It's a magazine for independent artists. You can go to my website, www.crazykent.com. And just keep showing love and loving you, Donnie B.
Hey, do me a favor. Make sure that you put that information on my Facebook page, on my profile. Everybody, my mama be listening, be on that Facebook page, on my profile. So whatever kind of information you guys want to promote, you got my permission. Go right here, go right there on the Facebook and just start promoting it on my profile page.
I sure will.
Oh, man. So real quick.
Late Night Host, Johnny D over here in Jersey.
All right. I so appreciate that. I appreciate you guys showing me a lot of love over there. I mean, I'm very honored about working with y'all company, and we're going to be doing everything we can to make sure that we get your music out. I'm also working with the University of DJs, the Gorilla DJs, so we have a big opportunity to be able to get y'all music into their hands so we can make this thing big.
Yes, we definitely want to make it real big. Shout out to HB and John White. I know you guys are listening. And I just want to make things happen with Global Media Inc., New York Global Media Inc. We're going to do the thing.
Well, you know what? You got me 100%, and we're going to do everything we can to promote it and get it out there.
Okay, we appreciate it, Donnie B., and you have a good night for Late Night Show. Rocking out
already.
With Donnie.
You too. All right, y'all, man. We're definitely doing it big right here on B93FM, TheHit.com. It's going down. Got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us all across the country right here, man. And I tell you what, it's definitely going down. We're going live to the phone lines, man, to the University of DJ. They doing it real big, representing that Dallas, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Mavericks. What's going down, University of DJ, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, you heard the news, man. We connected with one of the biggest companies, man, out there, man. What you think about it?
Oh, man, that's great, man. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask this, man. Now that we connected with them, man, I'm saying it live on the radio. I'm going to need you to help me to promote their music and get their music into the clubs and shit. I'll be there in the clubs. So.
All right, no problem, man. We'll definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely do that. Okay.
All right. I think what we're going to do 100%. Right now, man, you know what? What we do here on our radio show, we like to connect people. So hold on for 1 second. We about to connect you with our girl over there at 609-503. You still live on the radio with us?
Oh, yeah. We still live out here.
Well, I want you to talk to one of our hottest DJs right now. This is the guy that gets all the music into all the clubs out there, running 13, 14 different clubs out there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm connecting you live on the radio with him right now. This is what we do on this radio show.
That's what it do. How you doing? This is Crazy K representing New Jersey.
All right. This is DJ Sean representing University DJ. What's up with it?
Oh, how you doing, University DJ? Oh, we definitely out here. We feeling Dallas. That's my team, too.
All right. We feeling y'all, too, in the West East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Over there in West Coast.
We will be getting our music into your hands very soon.
All right. All right. I'm saying definitely that. You know what I'm saying? You can reach me on kingda69yahoo.com. Or you can go to universitydj09yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? You can send your music over. We're definitely get it out in detail, you know?
No, I definitely got you. I appreciate the plug-in, Donnie B. Appreciate it.
That's what we do on B93FMTheHit.com. We're gonna find out we're one of the realest radio stations out there. You'll never get opportunity to get plugged in like this. That's what we like to do: plug in and connect people together, connect the dots together.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. But appreciate you calling in to the program.
I'm enjoying the program. The music is lovely. I'm having a great time.
Thank you so much. And that's what it's all about, y'all, man. Definitely looking for all the independent artists out there. And again, man, that's what we're looking for. Now, I got to ask you this real quick, man. Kind of tell everybody all the clubs that you're connected with, man.
Oh, man, we're connected in Southside, Oak Cliff, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get into the club, 1919. We're trying to do it big, man. You know, we got Chocolate City, you know what I'm saying? We're holding it down on the south side, you know, JC's, and you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get it all up, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get it all out there, Kevin, you know what I'm saying? And we got a club coming on, new club, you know, AB know about that club right there, you know what I'm saying? They decided, so... We're trying to do it big, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to do it, you know what I'm saying, Donnie B? You know, we're trying to get it out there, you know what I'm saying? So,
Man, you know what? That's what it's all about, man. We're trying to plug in everybody, and, it's especially trying to help you guys get it out there. And coming up, y'all, man, we're going to have more music coming up, man. And what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to be checking back in with you.
All right. No problem.
All Already. Man, this is what we do on B93FMTheKid.com, man. We're trying to plug in everybody out there, man. And I tell you what, we got floods of people calling in all over Dallas-Fort Worth area. And matter of fact, what we're going to do right now, we're going live to Miss Latrinda on B93FMTheKid.com. Miss Latrinda, welcome to the show. Good evening, Miss Latrinda. Welcome to the show, Miss Latrinda.
Thank you, Donnie D. I feel so special.
Oh, you are
special.
Why you say that, Miss Latrinda?
Because, you know what, every time I call you and it says, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, I realize how hard and how long you've been working in the community doing what you do. And it's like you never stop making a difference. And I'm just so proud
We just got connected to one of the biggest companies out there in New York City. We're going to be doing some big things. Our station is going to be working on some big projects out here. So it's about to go down. It's about to go down. Now, Ms. Latrinda, I want you to tell everybody in Dallas Fort Worth, because we will be broadcasting live on May the 5th, and I'm excited about that, Ms. Latrinda. So let's talk about that. What's going to be taking place?
Yes, we're going to be at the Water Gardens downtown Fort Worth on May 5th, 2012, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to be hosting our first annual Clear the Runway fashion show. The fashion show is in support of our anti-bullying project, Courage on the Move. And in this event, one of the things that we'll be doing is presenting Dottie B with his community award for the community achievements and the things he's done. And on behalf of SMM Productions, we want to let him know how much we sincerely appreciate him and all that he's done in his efforts to make a difference in the community. We really appreciate you, Dottie B.
Oh, Ms. Latrinda, you're not going to make me cry. I'm serious about that. But you know what, Ms. Latrinda, I want people to know that it's not about me. It's about the community. It's about what we're doing in the community. It's about the independent artists, and it's about taking the independent artists to the next level. I want people to know what's going on. See, Ms. Latrinda, people don't know that me and you go a long way back because we've been working together for a long time. We have built that relationship up. So let's kind of talk about a lot of the different things that we've done in the past so people know what's going on. So we got a lot of new listeners tuning in to us tonight.
Well, when we first started off with Dottie B, and this is what we do with artists all over the place. When we first started out with Dottie B, Dottie B was a gospel artist. We met Dottie B, we worked with Dottie B, and now look at him, he's got his own radio talk show. And before that, he had his own television program. And that's kind of the thing that we do with SLM Productions. And one of the reasons why we do these events, we host these events for the community, is not only to make a difference in the community, but to make a difference in the artists. Because you know how hard it is to find a platform that you can expose your talent. And it's also hard to be able to work with a company that will pull you from your inner self. Like, if it was just up to Dottie B, he'd still be singing gospel music right now. So look at him. And that's the kind of thing that we like to do. We like to take you and cross-train, show you some different things that you can do and put you out there. And always, with everything you do, you got to realize that the effort for what you're doing has got to be greater than yourself. That's how you expose and expand on your talent. You get out there, if you can sing, then we get you out there and say, well, maybe if you can sing, then maybe you can host them sing. And maybe if you can sing, then maybe you can do this. And maybe if you can sing, maybe you can run a camera. So we teach you production inside and out. And you know that, Dottie B. Dottie B, me and Dottie B, 10 years ago, was in the radio, in the television studio, learning how to do camera work, learning how to
be certified
on television camera equipment. And Dottie B can work a television camera. Yeah. And
right.
But check out now. He's like, I messed with television. Now he's on the radio. Isn't that something?
But you know what, Mr. Latrinda, I owed it up to one man above. That's the man upstairs. You know, without that man upstairs, I don't think I'd be where I'm at. And I'm just blessed that God has blessed me with new people and people finally see my talent on what I'm doing and what I got. And, you know, and I think that's really important. But not only is that important, but it's also important to know that it's all about the community, it's all about the independent artists, it's all about making a difference in somebody else's life. It's not always about you as that person, but it's always about somebody else, and that's what I live up to, and
yes.
I love it.
Yes, and you know what? That when we think about the possibility of actually changing and shaping somebody, because you know when we talk about bullying can go a whole lot of different ways. Bullying has two sides to every coin. And what we try to do is impact the bullier and the one who's being bullied. We try to impact the one who is bullying people in order to let them know it's not necessary to do people like that. You know, a lot of times people have problems at home. Maybe they're abused, and so they go and they take it out on someone else themselves, you know. And a lot of times you see people who act out in ways like that, they have issues and they have problems. You know, for instance, in the case of Trayvon Martin, and I know we, you know, talked about that in its length and everybody understands what it is, but as a culture, we have to be able to change the culture of a community.
Right.
What in the world made it okay for a security watchman, a community watchman, to have packing a pistol? When did that start happening? You know, when you look at things like that, you have to change the culture. And when you look at someone just based on the color of their skin or what they're wearing, we always teach, don't judge a book by its cover. One of the best things that you can do is understand that what is on the outside of a person is nothing even compared to what they are on the inside. So you cannot ever judge a book by its cover. So if you see someone who to you may look like, and you know, a lot of times in relationship to our Heavenly Father, Donnie B., to Jesus Christ, he said, when you do it to the least of them, you've also done it to me. So when you know, when you see a homeless person on the side of the street, don't talk about it because you don't know where they've been, what their story is. You don't know what they've been through.
Right.
If you see a person who can't walk or who may be blind or who may be homosexual or who may have issues, it just means that they're different from you. It just means that they're just not like you, but that is no reason for you to ridicule them or condemn them. And that's the reason why we try to make a difference and make a change. I always let people know that you can, if you stop, you can stand up and be anything in this world that you want to be. And you don't have to treat any people in a way that you won't want to be treated yourself.
Man, you know what, Ms. LaPrenda, that's what I love about this show. I love that about this show, that we can give independent artists, we can give the community a voice. And that's what that's the reason that I do everything I can to make sure that the community, that the not only the community but the independent artists have a voice. This station right here, we want everybody to know that you can have a voice and you can do whatever you want to do, but you can always have a voice on this radio station. That's what LaPrenda is saying right now. She's giving a voice on what's getting ready to take place. And again, Ms. LaPrenda, is taking place May 5th, 2012. In downtown Fort Worth at the Fort Worth Water Garden. Now, is this a free event?
Yes, it is free to the public. We want everybody to come out and participate. It's also a family event. So, bring your family, bring your children, come on out and just have a good time with us. We're planning a pre-show now. We've got quite a few named artists that's going to be coming into town. And my assistant, Kevin, is working on all the lighting all that up. We're working with artists that are coming out of Louisiana, some of them coming out of Oklahoma, and some of them coming from the East Coast. But we have quite a few that's going to be coming in and working with us, and they're going to be doing our pre-show and working with us in the pre-show that gets the crowd revved up and gets the crowd hyped up. We're also going to be having the mayor. Yeah, we're going to be having the mayor from three cities out there come on out and talk about what they're doing in their own cities to make a difference, change the culture of bullying, you know, because it's a big deal for us that they, you know, make a stand for that. And then once we get into the Clear the Runway, then that's all Clear the Runway. That's the whole fashion show. And it's going to be done Rip the Runway style, where the fashion is merged with the music and the talent is all combined. And it's going to be off the chain. It is
Are y'all still looking for anybody? We got a lot of artists out there. Are y'all still looking for artists, DJs out there? Because if so, do you want to give out their telephone number?
Yes, let me give you my number. My number is 817-500-3855. Once again, it's 817-500-3855. Call me because the show is in a week and a half.
So it's getting kind of close and kind of crucial to the part of rehearsals. We're having our final rehearsal this weekend at the Water Gardens from on April the 28th from 2 to 5. That's going to be the final rehearsal. So call me if you're interested in getting in. If you're interested in getting in, also, our website is www.clearTheRunway.com, and that clear is spelled with a K. Just once again, it's www.clearTheRunway.com, and you can find out more information that you can go ahead and register online. Registration for individual artists is $50, but you can get into the show with that. And we're looking for a crowd of anywhere between, I don't know, Donnie, we'll probably have anywhere between 2,000 and 2,500 at this one and upwards in the
crowd.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we're
also Latrina.
Uh-huh.
Real quick, Latrina, let's talk about this real quick. Now, now you guys are still looking for vendors, people that want to come out, they got their own business. How does that work?
Yes. Kelvin, give me a call also. Call me, 817-500-3855. We'll talk about vending, or you can go to the website and sign up. But I still need to talk with you because I need to make sure we still got slots available in there for vendors. And we do still have some slots. I just need to make sure it's the right fit, you know, because some slots are filled with people maybe doing purses or jewelry or food or different things. So we just want to find out what type of vending you will be doing. And so just call me. Call me at that number.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much, Latrina. We have a lot of people from all across the country that's listening to us, and I just kind of want to let them know what was going on. And so definitely want to thank you for calling in and giving us the inside scoop on that, because people need to know about that.
Thank you, Donnie B. And I want to continue to listen to the show.
Now, Latrina, I got to ask you something, because last year we did something with you guys last year. I had so much fun last year for the Michael Jackson thing. Now, you guys, a lot of people don't know that you guys got the Michael Jackson thing coming up.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's going down June 25th.
Okay.
June 25th, 2012.
Now, how many people, real quick, Latrina, how many people you expecting to come out for that event?
I don't know,
guys.
We should have anywhere between
5,000
to 7,000 on that one. Yeah.
Y'all had so many people that came out last year on that. So
yeah. They stopped counting at 3,500 last year. They quit counting. So this year
we got to. Now, Latrina, before we let you go, you had me laughing last year because you said you called into the show and somebody from overseas had called you and heard about it from the show, from my station.
Yes. And that's what really, really got me. We had a call to come in from Australia on behalf of Donnie B. And I was so excited. And guess what? They came to the show, Donnie.
Wow. That's amazing.
To the show. This year we have people all over the East Coast coming in because they like the way we do things Southern style. So they like to stay out here the way we're doing it. So, but let me tell y'all something before I get off the phone with Donnie B. Do you know that the Michael Jackson visual was Donnie B's idea? That was Donnie. See what I'm talking about? Out of the box.
Wow.
We were doing our swag off, and Donnie B said, hey, what would you do a visual for Michael be coming up on his 1-year anniversary of his death?
But you know what, Mr. Latrina? Even the Whitney Houston event was really nice. Don't you think so, too?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It was really nice, in spite of some craziness that happened, but it was still a nice. I thought it was still a really nice thing. So we're gonna keep that going. We got the Whitney Houston thing, and we got the
Just a little surprise for you. When we do this event for the May event. We're going to be also adding in a little tribute to Whitney, Luther, and Don Cornelius in there.
Man.
We're going to do a Soul Train line, Donnie B. It's going to be off the chain. We're going to do a Soul Train line honoring, and we're going to honor them. So you got to tell your people to come on out so they can see that, because we're going to do a tribute, and then we're going to close it out with a little tribute to Michael.
You know what, Mr. Latrina? I got people right now in the chat room talking about you. Talking about the event now.
Wow. Well, y'all are so welcome. And I want everybody to feel free to come out. If it's free
Miss Latrina. Hey, Miss Latrina, we're gonna need you guys help too. We're gonna be doing our first quiz drive coming up this summer, and I keep you posted and we get more details about that.
Okay, well, I've been wanting to
first
have
quiz drive for the radio station.
Okay, baby, anything you need, you let me know, and I got you.
Okay, thank you. That's Ms. Latrina from FLM Productions doing it big. And again, it's going down May the 5th, 2012. They're expecting thousands of people coming out for this event. So y'all make sure that, it will be a tribute for a million people come out there. But dozens of people still be coming out there.
Y'all have a beautiful night. And again, I love you so much. Keep up the work.
Thank you so much, Mr. Latrina. We love you here, too, at B93 FM.
Okay, thank you, baby.
All right, then. All right, y'all, man. Coming up next, we're going to go to some more music. Coming up next, we got Ms. Z calling in with the celebrity gossip. She's going to be telling us what she got coming up right here on B93 FM and hit.com. Celebrity gossip with Ms. Z coming up. Right after this, you tune in to the all-new Donnie B Late Night with Donnie B Radio. We'll be right back.
The DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
your monthly 120 minutes of pure trance.
Pure trance. Ears only.
Route 258 Music
on air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming
Route 258 Music release.
2 hours of non-stop.
In the mix.
This is ears only.
Ears only. Here on your favorite.
Hi, this is Elton John.
More music, 24 hours a day.
All right, y'all, man. It's definitely going down right here on the all-new late night show with your boy Donny B right here on B93FMTheHit.com. Got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. And it's definitely going down. It is officially 10:52 Central Standard Time. It's 11:52 on the East Coast. And it's officially 8:52. Oh, my goodness, West Coast Pacific time. All right, what we're about to do right now is time for us to do our regular segment that we do every day. We do celebrity gossip with Ms. Z. Ms. Z keeps us updated on what's going on with all the nasty dirt, the beef, you name it. If it's hot and it's gossip, Ms. Z is live with us. Welcome to the show, Ms. Z. What's going down, Ms. Z, tonight?
Hey, Donnie B. Hey, everybody out there. Well, Donnie B, here's an exclusive right now. It's a breaking news article. It's about Chris Brown. He's being charged with robbery, and this happened down in Florida. So what happened is that you know, Chris Brown, he was coming out of a restaurant or a club or some venue, and a fan was just in his face taking pictures of him. Click 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 click, and he grabbed the phone from the lady. Called her a bitch, got in the car and kept the phone and drove away. So now they're charging him with robbery.
I remember that story a couple months ago when that had happened. So they finally decided they're going to charge him with robbery because he snatched the girl's phone from her.
Right, he snatched it out of her hand and drove away and called her a bitch. And so we're going to see how this is going to play out. He's probably going to pay a fine or something, and because they're saying he could get up to 5 years, but he'll probably just, you know, pay her a fine or something like that and get off, you know?
Right, right. Why?
But I don't know why he's so uptight about people taking his picture. People take his picture all the time acting stupid, you know? So I don't know why this is any different, you know?
Right. I mean, you know the weird part about it, because I seen where a fan, it was reported on MediaTakeout.com that, he had took a picture with a drag queen probably about a couple of months ago, and he was saying that he didn't see nothing wrong with taking a picture with a drag queen. So here's my deal. I don't see nothing wrong with taking a picture with your fan if it's a fan, but here's the deal. Okay, I just don't understand. You'll take a picture with a drag queen and won't get mad, but then this girl right here just want to take a picture with you. It's
right.
But it's just the idea of what's really going on in this person's head. That you was, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think it's right, okay? You get mad at the girl because she want to take a picture of you, but then when this other guy comes and you take a picture with him, you don't see nothing wrong with it, and you don't get mad at nothing. What?
So yes, I don't know what his problem is.
Right, right. So maybe he was drunk or something. You think so, Mrs. Mizzy?
It could be, you know. I saw him in a picture, and his face was looking awfully skinny, you know, and taut and tired, so he needs to get some rest, get his life together, and he needs to get rid of some of those people that's around him because they are leading him down a no-good path. I'm telling you, Donnie.
Wow, that's crazy, Ms. D. That is really, really crazy. All that we can do is just pray for him, that pray that his brother get his shit together.
Right, right.
I mean, that's what I say.
First
it was the Rihanna thing, and now it's this right here. Okay, well, I mean, this show right here that you are definitely a person that abuses women. Because Rihanna, and then you turn around and do this, and then Rihanna's so stupid, she's trying to get back with him. What the hell?
I know. Well, like I said, between those two, there's always two sides to the story, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And I'm quite sure you had the other side coming up soon.
Right. Well, Donnie, I'm sure everybody knows this by now, that Deion Sanders, he had his wife arrested for assault. I saw him on TV, you know, he was trying to hold back a tear and that his wife assaulted him and she was going to do something with the children and he called the police and they arrested her, but now she's out on bail right now.
Right, I seen
So this is an ongoing story. We're going to have to get to the end to see what caused her to go off. Now, what I heard is that he was down in one of the states at some party, and he was, you know, all locked up with Tracy Edmonds, and some of those pictures got out. So we're going to keep a lookout on this one, see what's going to go down.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is really going on with that situation. Because if you think about it, it don't make any sense. One minute you're trying to be a minister, you're talking about you giving your life to God, then you turn around here, you out here doing some all kinds of crazy stuff. So what's really going on with that picture? I just don't understand that picture. I seen him in person when he came down here probably about 10 years ago. Him and his wife was doing real good. It was talking about God, how Kirk Franklin helped him, how Kirk Franklin inspired him to get his life together. Then he turned around and now going through what he's going through. So I don't know. All that we can do with Deion Sanders is just pray for him that he get his life together.
That's what I say, Donnie. Now we all know, I don't know if a lot of people know that, the trial of Jennifer Hudson's, the murder of Jennifer Hudson's mother, brother, and the nephew is going on right now. It's a very volatile trial, you know, because I think one of her cousins, her brother-in-law, said that he did all this killing, you know. So she broke down on the stand, and then they were going to put up some graphic photos, you know, of the family as they were, you know, killed. And so she had to leave the courts because she could not watch those pictures, you know, which I don't blame her. So this trial is not over yet, and I really do feel sorry for her, and, you know, and our prayers go out to her and, you know, her and her family, and hope that justice is, you know, gets served with the killing of all these three innocent people.
Right, right. That is so true. I agree with you on that. That make a lot of sense, and we definitely got to keep her in prayer because it's gonna be tough for her, especially losing her loved one from a mother to a nephew. I mean, it's gonna be hard for her. It really is.
Right, it is. So, and another thing I want to say is that now rumor, you know, we were talking yesterday about the holograms and things like that that they had of Tupac, and they said that they were gonna go on tour. Well, Dr. Dre, he said that. The Tupac hologram was only for Coachella, and that was it. You know, he's not going to go on tour with the hologram, and he just want to put those rumors to rest and let it go where it's going, and that would be the end of that. Now, if somebody else does it, they can do it, but he said that he's not going to do this tour with the hologram of Tupac. So
okay,
we'll just see.
What is this all about? Because I've seen this before YouTube took the video out. They had the video on YouTube. And I'm not going to lie, and I told you this yesterday, when I seen the video on YouTube, it's like I had cold shivers coming to my body when I seen the video. So,
right.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, they should just, you know, it was a nice gesture and all that. I think they should just let it go. You know,
right.
A nice gesture. And otherwise, they'll start bringing up.
And speaking of Tupac, Ms. Z, we're actually working on getting Tupac's mother on the show. I got the people working with me on that as we speak, and we're working on getting his mother to come on the show. So that's going to be one of the things. If she do come on the show, that's going to be one of the things that I'm going to ask her about.
Right. I wonder how she feels about that, you know, Donnie? You know, her seeing her son in a hologram, you know, I'm sure that's painful, you know, for a mother to see. You know, I'm sure
right.
It is, you know. But anyway, getting back to something lighter. Now, Nicki Minaj, you know, she got upset with something on Twitter, and she took herself off Twitter for now. She closed down her full Twitter site so everybody can get happy again because she's put it back on. So, you know, because she has thousands of Twitter fans. So y'all happy out there? She got her Twitter site back, so she's up and running again.
Oh, man. You know what? Nothing surprised me about Nicki Minaj because he's always getting himself into something. So, I mean, you got to get used to Nicki Minaj. That's Nicki Minaj for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's pretty cool. I like her. You know, she does what she has to do, and, you know, she's a good artist, and, you know, she puts on a good show for her fans and things like that. So, you know, that's what she does, and she does it very well, you know?
Right.
But, Donnie, that's about it for tonight. You know, I'm going to have some good breaking news for tomorrow, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because, you know, it's going
to
be breaking news.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Z. That's Ms. Z doing Celebrity News. You can tune in to her Celebrity News every night by 10. We used to do it by 10:45 right here on B93FM and Hit.com and Blog Talk Radio. All right, Ms. Z, we're going to see you tomorrow night.
Okay, Donnie.
All right, y'all. It's definitely going down on B93FM and Hit.com. We got more music coming. We got my boy, Young Gator, who was a special guest live with us, man. He got that song called, ooh, I love this song right here. It's called I Am On It by Fully Wayne and Young Gator. You're the first on B93FM, Hit.com.
This is the CMG movement.
I'm on it.
Fans are so fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's on it. Yeah. 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 It's blowing. Bow. 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 I'm rolling. Bow. Bow. Yeah. Now watch me do it. On it. I'm on it.
Couple racks in my pocket, call it spawning. Great goose, purple blunts, triple stacks on it. Dirt with sticks and seeds, little homie, I don't want it. Either stay rider for the cheese, yeah, I'm hollering. And if it ain't about money, little buddy, why you talking? Polo from head to toe, yeah, it's on me. I feel like the world is mine, just tell me Tony. The chain on my neck, it costs a quarter key. You can reach if you want, but that 40 is on me. I'm taking good blunts to the head, yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
get it, but it always blow the cash. She'll keep it coming all night, bro. Blow the cash. Shawty, you'll shake it down to the floor. Blow the cash. Shout the fuck all night, bro. Blow the cash. Nigga, come get it, but it always blow the cash. She'll keep it coming all night.
Monthly 120 minutes of pure trance.
Your trance ears.
only.
Route 258 Music
on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming. Route 258 Music release.
2 hours of non-stop.
In the mix.
This is ears only.
Here I
DJ. Universal DJ.
Into the mix right now with the Universal DJ right here on B93FM, thehit.com. It's going down, baby. We live in the mix on B93FM, thehit.com.
Let's get back into this mix, man. It's going down. Universal DJs live in the mix.
Central Standard Time, man, is that's 11:27 our time in Dallas Fort Worth, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, and it's official 12:27. It's already Wednesday. All right, y'all, man, let's get back into this mix, man, with the Universe of the DJ doing it real big. He's trying to get down, representing that D town, all the way to Funky Town, Fort Worth, all across the country. We'll be right back, y'all.
Instead of God, it's me, girl. praising. Meet me at about 6 at the Days End. 5 a.m., 1 of me, I'm feeling caged in. I'm a pimp, I'm a keeper on playing. You know I love them for that one night. One I can night. Take on 10 with my one. Knock them all like a bowling pin on sight. On sight. Think I'm so changing girls of her. You better get your mind right, cuz I'm a baller.
Yeah, that's right, child, man. It is definitely going down right here on B93FM, the hit.com, number one station. Man, we doing it real big on this late night, man. You know what? I don't know what's going on here. I got to say a big shout-out to Day-Day listening to us, man. She said that she's checking us out on the internet. Big shout-out to her. And also big shout-out to Mike listening to us in there, Alabama. And then my boy Antonio, yeah, man, we hear you loud and clear. And I'm chopping it up, man. It's like I'm doing three different things at the same time, man. I'm on Facebook. Shout out to everybody out there on Facebook that's listening to us. And also, man, I'm chopping it up with my boy Headbox, man. We having a big conversation, man. We talking about these independent artists and stuff and all the artists that he's working with. Definitely got to say a big shout out to all the artists in Austin, Texas. My boy said he's working with one artist in Austin. And also big shout out to everybody else out there listening to us. The Universal DJ live in the mix right here on B93 FM. And coming up at 1 o'clock, we're gonna have Mo Jam coming up. We got the Love Zone mix coming up at 1 o'clock. So y'all make sure that y'all check that out. It's definitely going down at 11:30 posted in the standard time right here on B93FM, thehit.com. This is how we roll. Let's get back into this mix.
My conversation. menu and can I have dinner with some dessert? She talking about this phone number she found. She give me time to put my back down. She straight up clown. Before we end up fighting, let me leave. I'm exhausted and it's her. I don't need. Now I'm with the fellas riding and drinking. She blowing my two-way cup, but I need some time for thinking. Yeah, I wanna go back, but something's saying no. Let me give her some space, and the next day I might call. What should I do? Look, let me ask y'all. Should I stand tall or let this relationship fall? Yes, you ain't understand, and now I'm sitting here looking crazy.
One thing that you can check us out on B93 FM tomorrow for the replay for the full 3 hour show, the full 4 hour show tomorrow on B93 FM at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you miss this show, you can tune in to us at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on B93. We're going live to the phone line. So got my boy, the University DJ, live in the mix with us right now. We're doing it real big on B93 FM. What's going down, man? What's up with this show, man?
What's going on, man? It's your boy, B-Man, University DJ in the building, DJ Shine, man, the whole corporation, DJ Donna B Radio. Man, y'all, you was on it tonight, boy. You on it.
Already, man. That's what it's all about, man. We trying to do it big. We trying to be big like the University DJ, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Man, I heard the big news, man. That's big, what I just heard from New York. That's big, bro. That's big.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. We're going to be doing some big things with Global Media Services, man. We're going to be doing some real big things. I'm really excited about working with my boy Head Boss. They work with a lot of different independent artists out there. Actually, they work with independent artists all across the country, man. So we're going to be working with them and doing some big things, man, along with the Universal DJ. Y'all going to be working with us too, man, getting these independent artists' music out there into them clubs. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just working, man, just make sure we stay focused on what we're doing. Make sure we stay consistent with a lot of these artists because we got a lot of stuff coming up this summer. And, you know, we got the Block City Tour coming up. So, you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy this summer, though. It's going to be a busy year.
Oh, really, man. That's what I'm saying. We got to get back into this University mix with y'all, man. Tell you what, man, don't go nowhere, man, because I'm going to come back to you, man, after the mix, man.
All right, that's what's up. I'm here. Let's go, man. I'm ready.
That's our boy right there doing it real big right here on B93. FNKid.com, man, we'll be doing it real big out there, man. I got to ask you something real quick, man. How did the University DJ get started, man? Let's talk about that real quick, man.
Wow. Actually, how really the whole Universal DJ started, you know what I'm saying? Recipe, Mr. Solid Block Priest, my cousin, you know, that put me and DJ Shine in the best position of what we're doing. He got us at a club called JC's in South Dallas, which he had mentioned earlier. I was there for like 4 years strong until my name really buzzed in the street. So I didn't make my name real. DJ name's a fit.
All right, y'all, man. We're gonna come back to my boy right there in a few more minutes, man. We definitely doing it real big right here on B93, FMKid.com. We are your number one station that's doing it real big. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say, we just stay focused, man, what we doing, man. I'm humble right now, real hungry. He keeps me going, what I'm doing, man. Make sure everybody on point with their job, doing what they're supposed to do. Either it's promoting, getting the CD out, getting to the radio, or getting the stuff heard. You know, whatever we got to do to get an artist on, that's our job. We got a YouTube site right now. It's pretty much right now with 22,000 plays pretty much over all our YouTube channels. So we busy right now. We busy. We busy is all I can say right now.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Real quick, man, I got to ask you this, man. What advice can you give to any up-and-coming artists out there or any independent artists out there that's trying to get their music out there to the DJs, man, especially with you being over, you know, over the universal DJs?
Just, man, you just got to stay consistent, man. Don't try to slack off, you know, trying to do this and do that, you know, just make sure your DJs are doing their job. So if you got a DJ that's on your team that's doing more, I respect the DJ to do more than I am. I'm just the, pretty much just the man behind the scene to make sure everything's covered steady, like DJ Shine, like DJ Trey, most of the other DJs. So it don't matter what DJ cover you do, just make sure your other, you would like to see a DJ doing better than you, because it makes your company bigger than what you're doing. And it makes your radio station hotter than what it is. So, you know, that's just we don't, you know what I'm saying, brag about who's the best DJ. It's just all about staying consistent at what you're doing on a daily basis. As long as you do that, man, you'll never have a problem with what you're doing. So just, I'll say, just keep grinding, man. Just stay focused. All you got to do, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. We talking to my boy from the University of DJ, man. We doing it real big right here on B93. FWHit.com, and, definitely got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's been listening to us, man. We get a lot of support, man, from people from all across the country, man. What are your thoughts on that?
Ah, man, shout-out to Jersey, man. Shout-out to Bronx, Manhattan, West Philly, man, Cali,
Brooklyn.
You know. I got a couple of partners out there in Brooklyn, man, that I know around the way. Shout-out to my boy Kaboom out there in West Philly, man. He's like pretty much like the top 10 artists out there in West Philly right now. I got to get them on your radio station, so I just got to get in touch with them. But, you know, man, hey, I'm working right now, so, you know, I'm doing big things, man, big things.
All right, that's what's up, man. We got a few more minutes of this mix. We're going to go ahead on and finish out this mix, and when we come back, we'll come back with more music, more jams on B93 FM, more of your, you know, your conversation, your phone. I want y'all to ring the mess out the phone, call in to us. We got less than 14 minutes live on the internet, man. So then after that, we'll come back at 1 o'clock and do it all over again on Blog Talk Radio. And for the rest of y'all, man, that's tuning in to us, get tuning in to us on tomorrow for the replay on B93 FM from 5 to 9 tomorrow afternoon. So make sure y'all check out the replay of this. If anybody missed it, they can check out the replay from 5 to 9 beginning tomorrow right here on B93 FM, thekid.com. All right, man, we're going to get back into this mix, man, and I'm going to come back to you in a little bit, man.
Oh, all right, that's what's up, man. Didn't be radio, live radio station.
We got her. I took a shower, jumped out. She in the bed with a see-through song. Said I looked at her and said, and you
Hi, this is Elton John.
More music, 24 hours a day.
Stripper, home fun for me.
the Jack Star production.
Oh, oh.
Thank you.
much profit, yeah, my man on my money. Trust in my man on gang, he ain't taking nothing from me. Headed on these chopper teeth, headed on these chopper teeth. Headed on the London round, cause there's some of the chopper shit. Falling is my hobby, got a honey doing shopping. And a five star with me, and I met her in the lobby. Took her to the room, she and me with that line. But she ain't that type of girl, so I told her stop lying.
Put it down on me. sucker hits some bowler hits and drop it down like it's no fish. You shoot just like an hourglass. See how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this on there. Work it like a pro. Sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bounces fast and shake the club. Respectful, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't saying nothing better, yo. Look how she worked it. The way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I did not fit. I'm gonna make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
I like
get it,
the way
get
you
it.
With that booty on me. Shorty, you a down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, don't be how it's gonna be. But all I really want is it on me. Damn crew,
Beamer, Benz, or Bentley, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley, beat it, I bet she